Midday with the latest BBC News. I'm Phil Towers. Thousands of people have been racing around Leeds this morning for this year's 10K run, with the fastest ones crossing the finishing line after just over half an hour. It's an event which attracts a mix of professional athletes and those doing it for fun or to raise money for a cause close to their heart. Steve Lake and his wife Julia took part. They were doing it in memory of their son Patrick.
Sadly, he passed away in 2021. He struggled with addiction and mental health issues. He suffered from an illness called cluster headaches. We get together every year. We do this in remembrance of him. I carry his medal with me.
Israel's emergency services say at least 10 people have been killed and more than 100 injured in the latest wave of Iranian missile strikes across central and northern regions of the country. In response, the Israeli military has launched further attacks on Tehran, hitting an oil facility and sites reportedly connected to Iran's nuclear programme. The former UK Minister of State for the Middle East, Alistair Burt, said the way out of this situation will be to try to limit Iran's nuclear capacity without the conflict.
But I fear that Israel has taken such action, and if it goes back to a situation it could have had before its attack, then people will ask Prime Minister Netanyahu, why did you do so? So both sides are in a very difficult position to climb down, much more difficult than the position they were in last week, when, of course, talks between Iran and the United States were viable and continuing.
Next day, prayer services are being held across West Yorkshire today in support of those affected by the plane crash in India. Funerals are expected to take place today for several victims in the Indian city of Ahmedabad, where it happened. Authorities say they've now returned 12 bodies to grieving families. At 6 o'clock tonight, the Hindu Cultural Society is holding a service in Bradford, while at 7 o'clock, prayers will take place at the Sri Hindu Temple in Leeds. Heartburn patients in West Yorkshire are being invited to take part in a medical trial to help diagnose cancer. It works by swallowing a pill on a thread, which expands to the size of a cherry tomato before being pulled out, collecting cells to be studied by doctors. Richard Coyle's one of the first patients getting the procedure done.
I thought it's going to be quite invasive, this. And really, it was nothing. It was just a case of swallowing the pill, waiting for 7 minutes, and then it's pulled out, and there was no real discomfort at all, you know.
It's another big day of sport today. Wakefield Trinity's Super League clash at home to Lee has full coverage in West Yorkshire Sport from 2 o'clock. Yorkshire's cricketers are back in T20 action this afternoon as well. They face Durham in York. You can hear ball-by-ball commentary via the cricket page on the BBC Sports website and app. That is from 2:30. The BBC weather for West Yorkshire: a dry and sunny start to the afternoon, but turning cloudy again later. Highs of 21 degrees Celsius this afternoon. This evening, dry and settled with a mix of variable cloud and clear intervals. That is your BBC News. It is just coming up to 12:03.